A Gardner woman is among hundreds of volunteers headed to the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana. It's part of the faith-led New York City-based Sanctuary Coalition's effort to assist immigrants who are fleeing violence in Central America. Gail Mackinson is a retired attorney. She says she's grown frustrated and angry about U.S. immigration policies and about the treatment of children and families trying to enter the country. Mackinson's history of activism includes nonviolent training during the civil rights movement in the 60s and gay rights in the 90s. This week, she'll be engaging in what she calls advocacy without confrontation when she joins the sanctuary caravan.
It's the idea of meeting and greeting all of these people that have traveled thousands of miles in their caravan. And we're supposed to help them with just being there, support, witnessing, hearing their stories and helping them relate their stories, not speaking for them ever.
They'll also be helping immigrants with the asylum process, filling out paperwork, preparing for interviews, accompanying them to the checkpoint, and if necessary, trying to find families to sponsor them after they're admitted into the U.S. But they're not allowed to provide legal advice, and their assistance is not intended as a protest. Mackinson says she's received an outpouring of support to fund her two-week effort, which she had to pay for herself.
So I did a GoFundMe, which I'd never done before, and people were very responsive. I mean, they were like, thank you for going for me. My grandmother immigrated, or, you know, this means a lot to me because I've seen people here. We even have, of course, a population that migrated to Maine. So people were very passionate about it, and it was very, it felt very moving to me.
President Trump has announced he'll travel to the border on Thursday, which will mark the 20th day of the partial government shutdown if no agreements reached between Congress and the White House on border wall funding. Trump has described what's happening at the border as a crisis. Today, he reiterated that he'll consider declaring a national emergency to get the $5 billion that he wants. Thousands of immigrants seeking asylum have gathered at the border, with just a few applications being approved every day. The Sanctuary Coalition expects to continue its efforts on both sides of the border through the third week of January.